Welcome to America Weekend.
America Weekend.
And maybe that's you.
Today, I promise you that Doug, Jennifer, Victoria will deliver on unique conversation about things that are going on in the world that you had no idea were important to you until we spoke about them. Other than the fact that Lady Gaga has been banned from China because she's pals with the Dalai Lama. As a matter of fact, all she had to do was post a Dalai Lama to her Facebook account. Or what do they do? He befriended on the Facebook account. He became her friend. And so now she has been barred from visiting mainland China.
What a happy hour that would be. Lady Gaga and the Dalai Lama. Do we like that?
officials have called the Dalai Lama a wolf in monk's clothing.
In monkey clothing?
That's an interesting. Isn't that a visualization and a half? Think about that. A wolf in monk's clothing. That's because he thinks for himself. And he stirs the pot. The Chinese have taken Tibet over, and they've been trying to become autonomous for years. So the exile of the Dalai Lama back in 1959 still is a sore spot. We don't want anything to do with that guy. No. Consciousness thrives. We don't want him around. Kara, is Richie still handy there in the studio? If he's close to a microphone.
He is not, but I could pretend to be him. What do you need?
No, because I need somebody.
Oh, my name is... Just kidding.
Oh, you're fired. You're fired.
We had a story about craft beer that I was going to share with him because he's the beer expert.
I might be able to help you.
Yeah. Well, I'm going to go to something else bad for you.
All right, fine.
From the Marijuana Fact Book. Now, here I am. Reading, you think that I just am another guy who reads magazines for fun. Here I was given...
Oh, I don't think you read.
He already admitted he doesn't read directions for anything, so... Can't wait to ride on something like a tractor that you've put together, Doug.
You were saying?
Oh, his silent protest.
I'll have you know that I got two new monitors yesterday for my studio, and I've even opened up the package, which, damn it, comes with directions and all kinds of things that need to be plugged in. I'm going to figure it out on my own and then get a job at IKEA. That's
good.
What I'm going to do. Yep.
Or Best Buy. You could be part of the Geek
Best
Squad.
Best Buy. Yes, yeah. Right. I bought these at Costco, though. I go back
That's
to
all
Costco.
Right.
All right, anyway, the Marijuana Fact Book has been published.
Yeah.
And it's suggesting that marijuana stores are perhaps the most profitable retail spaces in America. The per square foot revenue beats Whole Foods. The average, that's now you know
that's
what league
no
you're in.
That's no easy task.
Yeah.
No. All right, so the average Whole Foods store takes in $930 per square foot per day or hour or whatever it is. Now, listen to this. I'm talking about profit. This is in comparison to Macy's average earnings, $180 per square foot. So, $930 for Whole Foods. That tells you how expensive that stuff is. Yeah, I wouldn't go to a Whole Foods store again. I like the produce, but I'm so tired of getting screwed around with. And that's what it is. Go to Trader Joe's or something. Anyway,
I get so nervous going into Whole Foods. I think I've told you guys this problem of mine, right?
No.
Because you see, like, the yoga people.
You told us about a lot of your problems.
Well, I do have many problems. This is one of them. I walk into Whole Foods, and I am so intimidated.
Really?
Because the clientele, especially in Los Angeles,
how far do you have to drive? There's no Whole Foods. Nobody could pay for Whole Foods in your neighborhorood.
Oh, God,
how far do you have to go to?
We only have Half Foods in my neighborhood. But if I drive to one of them fancy areas where they have the Whole Foods, when I walk in the store, there it just the clientele at an LA Whole Foods is just so bizarre. They're all dressed in like weird like linen long like yoga robes. And it's so intimidating. I'm like,
The Dalai Lama would yes, be the number
one customer.
Yes,
it's the Dalai Lama.
Of the
and
Whole
I'm
Foods.
Like, yeah. Excuse me, Dolly. You know, can I get past you to get some ghee? I mean, it's just terrible. It's, you know.
All right. So anyway,
hard to handle.
The reason that I started down this road in the supermarket was to give you to sort of give you a comparative. Average Macy's retail store profits $180 per square foot. The average Whole Foods store profits $930 per square foot. The average marijuana retail store is averaging $974 in profit per foot. So, there are, as you can imagine, a lot of people are trying to get into the marijuana business. This is a magazine, Marijuana Business Daily, and the Marijuana Business Factbook. Did you have any idea there was a daily, this is an email newsletter, the Marijuana Business Daily. You probably look that up, I'm going to guess. This is for pot entrepreneurs, it says. The location gives the cannabis business locations. I talk about zoning ordinances, how you can get the ordinance so you can open a pot store in your neighborhood.
That's nice. Gary Johnson for president.
Right.
Why?
Being a potpreneur is that's big business.
He's a potpreneur?
I don't know if he is. He's a potpreneur, but he's a pot user. He's had to make a commitment.
Gary Johnson, the guy running, is a libertarian?
Yeah. All the libertarians are. That's why they become libertarians.
I'm a libertarian. I don't use pot.
He said he wouldn't smoke pot while in the White House, but he'd probably enjoy some edibles is what he...
What, brownie, marijuana brownie? Has anybody ever had a marijuana brownie? Fess up. Come on.
Yeah, of course.
You have?
Yeah, the candies. Well, the candies and all that. Yeah, a friend of mine, I dog set for him while he was in home in California, and he got a medical marijuana card and went to a dispensary and brought home some caramels, which were delicious.
Marijuana caramels?
Yeah, but they were very potent. They were about an inch long, so you had to have no more than half of one at a time because they're very strong. Really? I'm not a big fan of edibles. I don't really like it. Mm. It just stays in your system too long. You feel a little loopy.
Is that what it is?
Yeah, I didn't like it. It was the first time I tried it, but I didn't like it.
Really? How long ago was that?
Last night.
A month.
Oh, really? You did it while you were on this program?
I did it while I ate him while I was on the air with you guys. No, of course not.
You were jeopardizing your career?
No. It was a Saturday night. I needed to sleep well, and that's pretty much all it did. It just knocked me out.
All right. A couple from Arizona, and those of you listening on the Tucson FM station, you got any comments about this? 888-302-3684. These are two TV people facing drug charges. Tests reveal that there was cocaine in their baby's system.
4 months old, by the way.
Yeah. Did you hear about this?
Yeah. The woman was doing coke and breastfeeding.
I mean,
The way you were talking about Victoria before.
Yeah.
Oh, I wasn't sure it was this same couple. My God.
Horrible. I was telling you, you know, we had a little technical problem. So I was standing by and kind of looking through the headlines. And this was one I was like, just ugh. Yeah. How in the world do you have a 4-month-old baby and not think whatever you're doing is passing right through? So ridiculous.
What these? Not they are. You know, you say, well, what are they thinking? They aren't thinking. They're so interested in themselves and their entitlement, whatever it may be. They don't care. Those people, you can't predict that. People like that, when they're born, if you could figure out, sooner or later, do DNA testing, and they should be sterilized. When you do, they're born into the world, you do a DNA, these people are liable to do that. Okay,
well, sterilize the poor baby. Them. Yeah, and the poor baby, I mean, beyond now having, testing positive for cocaine, but this is obviously not a health-conscious woman. So what was she doing when she was pregnant? This poor kid, I mean, my God. The baby away. The baby needs to go to somebody else.
Yeah. Well, it's just another...
that might happen, I guess.
Example. Yeah, it will happen. But it's another example of people who just they don't care about anything but themselves. 15 past the hour, blood flow. The focus on your blood and how it's going through your arteries and your veins. If you'd like to have the best blood flow possible, as healthy circulation is a critical need, especially as you get older. When you're younger, blood circulation can be pretty good. But once you've eaten things or things happen in your body... As you get older, things change, and therefore many of you have a problem with high blood pressure. In order to support healthy blood flow, there is one secret and one secret only. It's called Super Beats. Super Beats. I want to put that to music.
Super Beats.
Super Beats. Soup beets, the easiest way to get these natural dietary nitrates, nitric oxide, opens up the arteries, gets the blood to your muscles, to your brain, to all of your organs. This is the cat's meow, if you will. Super Beets works three times faster to give you results. Don't get up in the morning and have a cup of coffee. Have a Neo 40 capsule, which is Super Beets encapsulated. Same amount as if you were putting a teaspoon into a glass of water. But this way, you put it in your tongue immediately. It is absorbed into your system. And within 60 seconds, you'll be charged up like you wouldn't believe. And it's all natural. There's nothing in it. There's no stuff like the caffeine in those monster drinks and all that other garbage. Nah, you don't want that. What you want is something that's natural and so healthful. It's about blood flow. Yes, it is. I take Super Beets every day. Jennifer does. Victoria does. Kara does. So be like us when you grow up. Call 800-655-4183. Now, admittedly, Jennifer, Victoria, and Kara didn't have to call 800-655-4183. But if you want to be like them and have the product in your home, then you need to call 800-655-4183. Get a 30-day supply of regular or black cherry free. The order, I think the first order is 3 months, so you get four for the price of three. 800-655-4183. Don't miss this opportunity to get something that you'll be thinking. I'm looking at all the emails that come. I get people to serve that. Yes, the old-fashioned way, emails. Although I'm guessing we could post some of this on Twitter. Don't we have from time to time info about Super Beets we post on Twitter? I'm going to do a little spot and put that up on Twitter as well. Anyway, 800-655-4183 or go to DougLikesBeats.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 888-679-MYTV.
The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. So cancel the cable and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money.
Call 888-679-MYTV.
Right now, to sign up for packages starting as low as $24.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $24.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card.
Call 888-679-MYTV. That's 888-679-MYTV.
Cancel the cable, cut costs, and get more.
Call now, 888-679-MYTV. That's 888-679-MYTV.
Think Green. Harrison with you. The actual sounds planets make as charged electromagnetic particles from solar winds bounce back to Earth, affecting our weather and communications from 2.8 million miles away. We've relied on the Mars Climate Orbiter to give our scientists a greater understanding of how natural forces work on our own planet. The Romans named Mars for their god of war, and human sacrifice was thought the only way to make Mars happy. Now we think Mars was once pummeled by floods and living water, but now we're sure life did exist as we look to rescue Earth through understanding its neighbors.
Think Green with Harrison at thinkgreenradio.com.
If you're an inventor who would like to attempt to have your idea or invention patented and submitted to industry, call InventHelp. They have free information for you. Call 1-800-405-9878. That's 1-800-405-9878.
Now, cheap psych tricks with Dr. Buff.
And Dr. Buff here. Where are you likely to overspend? Name the places where you're likely to blow the budget and maybe go in debt. Here's the social science of it. First off, parents are likely to overspend on their children, especially during the holiday. The typical kid asks for 4 or 5 presents, and the typical parent gives 7 to 10. We also overspend on our pets. There are entire stores devoted to Fluffy and Fido. We're also likely to overspend when it comes to college. The difference between state and private college is astronomical. Finally, we're likely to overspend on weddings. What's the cheap psychological trick? Humans spend more when emotions are out of control. To avoid overspending, just put time between you and any purchase. Got a question? Contact me at drbuff.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 888-359-MYTV.